With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Many forecasters say that the devastation from Hurricane Milton turned out not to be quite as bad as they had been fearing, especially because there was not a major storm surge in the area around Tampa. Residents are returning to their Gulf Coast homes after their evacuation this week. Among them, Palm Harbor resident Ashley Cabrera, hoping to get back into her flooded house by this weekend.
We're hoping to come back on Sunday, but I think that it's going to depend when the power gets turned back on, which I think is really going to be dependent upon these waters receding.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there is a lot of debris that's posing a real danger in some cases.
Probably not as much debris, quite frankly, as I anticipated 48 hours ago when you were looking at what the storm was doing, but you have a lot of debris.
And he says it can be dangerous, especially if power lines are involved. Former President Trump says it's no exaggeration to call the policies proposed by Vice President Harris socialism.
She wants to go into government housing. She wants to go into government feeding. She wants to feed people.
Former president was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Since Israel launched its ground invasion of Lebanon, Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants have clashed along the border, while the Lebanese army has largely stood on the sidelines.
The incessant Israeli airstrikes over the past 3 weeks in Lebanon are believed to have killed dozens of Hezbollah leaders. And since then, the group's public statements have been sparse. This warning to Israelis that they should stay away from army bases in northern cities may be intended to remind them and Hezbollah supporters that it still has the capacity to inflict significant damage.
That is the BBC's Jonathan Head reporting. Boeing says it's planning to lay off a number of workers, about 10% of its workforce. That will amount to some 17,000 jobs being cut in coming months as the company continues to lose money. This is SRN News. The French have discovered another problem with transgenderism. Here's Michael Harrington.
An Algerian man living in France was convicted of child rape, sentenced to 4 years in jail, and then given a deportation order. But now the man claims he is transgender and cannot be deported because he would be persecuted in his native country. And the French courts have ruled in his favor, meaning he will soon be out of prison and free to stay in France solely because he is living as a woman. Some observers wonder what U.S. courts might do with a similar case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The regents who govern Georgia's public universities and colleges want the NCAA to ban males from participating in women's sports. The unanimous vote calls on the NCAA and the National Junior College Athletic Association to conform their policies to those of the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. That federation voted in April to all but ban men from competing against women. This is SRN News. Hurricane Milton's rampage not swaying House Republican leaders who oppose returning to Washington to approve billions of new dollars for FEMA. They say they've already passed billions.
President Joe Biden on Thursday said lawmakers should return to Capitol Hill immediately from their pre-election recess, echoing pleas from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers from the afflicted states. But despite questions about the solvency of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster fund, House Speaker Mike Johnson and top appropriators insist the agency can manage just fine with the $20.3 billion that Congress freed up for it late last month. Biden has largely backed statements from FEMA officials saying the agency has the resources needed to support recovery efforts after Helene and Milton. Even in a letter he wrote to congressional leaders Friday, Biden's request was for action, quote, after the Congress comes back into session on November 12th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
One person died, 12 were rescued after an elevator malfunction at a Colorado gold mine tourist site. It was descending in the Molly Kathleen gold mine near the town of Cripple Creek. More from SRNNews.com.